Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick got the attention of the nation when he refused to stand for the national anthem before a football game last week. Kaepernick says he'll keep on sitting to protest police brutality and the treatment of people of color in America. The reaction, most of it offended and disapproving, some of it racist, especially on social media. Some fans burned his jersey in counter-protest, a move like Kaepernick's refusal to stand that's a form of speech that got noticed. Many veterans did not approve of Kaepernick's protest, but perhaps surprisingly, a lot of them did. Veterans took to social media this week saying things like, "I might not agree with Colin Kaepernick, but I agree that I defended everyone's freedom of speech." They used the hashtag Veterans for Kaepernick. Asha Castleberry was a captain in the U.S. Army. She served in the Middle East from 2012 to 2015. She's also African-American, and she says Kaepernick's protest spoke to her as a veteran of color.
Initially became a controversy as being perceived as being somewhat disrespectful to the American flag and to a certain extent to the veterans community. But it was definitely a lot more deeper than that. To me, it was more of the issues that have been developing for quite some time, especially recently, that have been more covert with regards to social, economic, and political issues for people of color, especially for African Americans.
So to many veterans, on the one hand, this was sort of an affront, a refusal to stand for the national anthem. But it sounds like for many of you, and I think you're including yourself in this, it was a pretty salient and loud way to bring some of these issues to the national attention.
Absolutely. It was definitely a way to have more of a national dialogue about the injustices or issues that have been going on for quite some time in the African American community. And I must say it has been definitely more of a concern due to the fact with the police brutality issues, the economic disparity going on, as well as during the political presidential campaign season. We even have our Republican nominee who has normalized covert racism remarks. So it's just been a wild season for these kind of discussions.
So you've spent a lot of time among a lot of soldiers, soldiers of color and white soldiers as well. Put yourself back in Kuwait, if you could. And I know this happened while you were stateside, but when troops overseas see a protest like this, how is that digested when they're in theater and they see something like this in the NFL, which I'm sure they're watching if they have some downtime going on?
What we like to do overseas, we love to watch sports. I tell you, that is a morale booster.
Yeah.
So immediately when you see something like that, for some soldiers, it may be a concern because you're defending your country and you're like, what's going on? But for others, especially for people of color, they might see beyond that to where, okay, I understand the issues in people of color communities to where it's not about necessarily disrespecting our country or the American flag, but it's a way to resonate the message about issues that are going on in our community. And we need more national dialogue about this.
And that makes me wonder what your own experience has been like coming back from a war back to your own country, where clearly these things are going on and they're a concern to you. Police brutality, income inequality, violence, and all these issues you're concerned about. You've had this experience fighting for the country and then coming home.
Yes, actually, my concerns kind of developed when I was overseas. I think about in 2014, where the Black Lives Matter movement actually started coming up. And I was actually in the Middle East when Trayvon Martin was shot. So that was definitely a concern. And then a lot of these different incidents kind of developed on my way back home. So I came home where police brutality was definitely a concern for people of color, especially African Americans. So, yes, it's just been a very challenging moment for me coming from home and then watching this going on in our country.
Did it ever make you wonder what you were fighting for or whether you were fighting for the thing that you thought you were fighting for?
No, not at all. You know, outside of this country, we have a lot of national security threats that are emerging and that are definitely threatening to our sovereignty or just our country, period. So defending our country from those emerging national security threats like ISIS, to me, that makes a lot of sense, especially for the fact that the United States is the best country in the world. So it's worth it. I never questioned my stance on why I'm defending this country, because unfortunately, in other countries, they don't have the kind of freedom that we have.
You were out in the desert helping fight against ISIS, and ISIS has proven themselves as a feature to be the enemies of free expression and of protest. And it seems to me that that's pretty salient here for somebody like you. Like Colin Kaepernick's protest or not, there are a lot of places in the world where you pay for your life if you don't stand up.
Yes, exactly. And that is such a different world. But he's making a sacrifice too, because Colin is actually mentioning things that are very sensitive to many Americans. When we talk about racism, it's a very sensitive topic, but it's still going on. And it's something that in order for this country to be better or to be greater, we have to know how this affects other communities and what are some solutions that we could bring to these communities that have been marginalized or have been hurt from racism. And it takes the entire country to realize this and move forward with a solution.
Now, I know that you vets talk a lot amongst yourselves when you're not in the media talking to people like me. What have your conversations been like with fellow former soldiers who are white when they talk to you and you talk to them about this?
Honestly, I haven't spoke to that many vets about this because this just happened. But for the most part, what I've seen on social media is that they understand what he stands for. And these are some Caucasian veterans that have spoke out for him and supported what he did. And they see that beyond just disrespecting the American flag, they understand that he's trying to defend the liberties, the life and freedom of a certain group of people, especially people of color. And we understand that because we all served and all of us see us as human beings, as soldiers who wear the same color. Not, okay, you're white, you're black, you're Spanish, or you're Asian. We all have a unique bond because we share a very unique experience.
Asha Castleberry, U.S. Army veteran, served in Kuwait, Jordan, and Iraq. Captain Castleberry, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Colin Kaepernick's protest definitely got a lot of you talking. Robert on Facebook writes, well, he sure got America talking about this, didn't he? Many don't agree with him, but we should all be grateful for this one American freedom of expression that all of us fight for every day in every protest and in every war. Silencing one's opinions or retaliation is not the answer to his actions. Let us all remember that this is America, where the freedom to think for oneself is sacred and should be defended by all. And Nick asks, ignoring the anthem is a disservice? What about the crumbling VA, low military pay, the disappearing benefits? That's all fine and dandy. The number is 8778-MY-TAKE. You can join this conversation at facebook.com/thetakeaway.